Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much and welcome in. It is Real Golf Radio. It's a President's Cup weekend. It's a We Love Golf weekend. It's a fall weekend. There's lots of things to be excited about if you're a golf fan or a golfer and you're out there playing, watching, whatever have you. Thanks for tuning in and taking us along. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. So much to get to today. The caddy's going to join us later this hour. Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com with the new GolfNet, GolfNewsNet TV that is GNN TV that is going to be live and doing live events from the Korn Ferry Tour Finals next week at the French Lick Resort in Indiana. Ryan's going to join us, and we'll talk with him. It's interesting. Bob Casper, back from Alaska. Good to have you back, Bob.
Yeah.
While you were gone, was out in Virginia. Had a chance to have Ryan Karstner sit in with me and talk a lot about Black Desert Championship, which is 2 weeks away now as the PGA Tour returns to the state of Utah for the first time in 60 years. And then caught up with the caddy and Ryan Ballingy after day one of the President's Cup. And the narrative, Bob, was a little different than it was after day number two. So here we sit. So you're going to hear us talk on the show. Bob and I are going to discuss currently what is happening after 2 days. You'll hear a little bit of a slightly different feel when it's the internationals at home staring a 5-0 deficit going into day two in a foursome scenario where they haven't been as successful against the Americans. It looked kind of bleak. And then, wow, for the first time since 2007, the President's Cup saw a sweep in a session, and then it went back-to-back sessions. Unreal. Brandel Chamblee said after the show, it's really hard to back up a good round with another good round. That's usually with tournament golf with stroke play, but I guess it proved to be the case here in match play as well.
You know, it's kind of interesting. The international team has traditionally been better in the best ball format. And what they were able to do yesterday, the U.S. team, was to negate that. And then the international team came and negated the advantage of the U.S. team. So they both have 5 points right now. You only have to have 15 and have to win. And so we're only a third of the way through, which is kind of crazy because, you know, we've got two sessions on Saturday today, and then we've got all of the individual play on Sunday. So it's going to be pretty wild to see how this all turns out.
It just got interesting, as they say. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Now that the storm has passed, count on Lowe's for help with cleanup and repair. We want to make sure you have everything to begin the path to recovery. Count on necessities like roofing, lumber, and electrical in the quantities you need. We're here for your community. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to find out about relief efforts in your area or get emergency supplies now.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American potatoes, cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Hey, coming up in just 2 weeks' time, Black Desert down in St. George, Utah welcomes the PGA Tour. BlackDesertEvents.com has all of the details, including last-minute ticket opportunities available at BlackDesertEvents.com. That's BlackDesertEvents.com. Can't wait. We'll be down there doing the show and covering all of that for you. A historic event is the PGA Tour returns to Utah for the first time in 60 years, and the all-new Black Desert Resort is a spectacular venue for that. Can't wait. By the way, Bob, I saw on our social media that the tour trailer has already showed up. The fitness trailer has already showed up for the PGA Tour.
Awesome.
Yeah, so they're already getting ready. The caddy is on site this weekend doing final preparations for the yardage book. All kinds of cool stuff. You'll hear from the caddy coming up here in just a little bit. But let's get back to talking about President's Cup. So after this first session, it's 5-0 U.S. on the road. Yeah. And you couldn't have been a worse start for Mike Weir and the international team.
Right.
You know, you've heard all this week about Adam Scott, who's never been on a winning President's Cup team. They had a tie, and then they won back in 98. 12-1-1 is the U.S. record in President's Cup. And it starts to become borderline irrelevant if it becomes so lopsided, right? I mean, You need a little bit of competition. Back when your dad, Billy Casper, played in the Ryder Cup, it was all Team USA.
And for the most part, it was, yes.
Yeah, and so they made some adjustments and brought GB and I in. And then when that didn't work, they brought the whole Europe in. And so that's when it kind of changed in the 80s when Seve came on board and they went to the whole European continent. And suddenly it's like, hey, this thing's exciting. It's competitive. It's going back and forth. Little did we know that little bit of momentum that shifted over Europe's way would turn into a tidal wave and engulf us for the next two decades, which we're kind of in the middle of, especially on the road. Haven't won since 1991 at the Belfry, I believe, was the last
something
time.
Like that. Yeah.
So it's unreal. The difference. So now you start looking at it and you say, okay, we need a little competition here. It's got to be relevant. It has to keep the interest of the fans. There's got to be a reason to even tune in here. In fact, there's got to be a reason for the American team to be excited to play if it's going to be just this easy going out and sweeping the opening session. And yet the international team doesn't panic. They continue to have resolve. They call on the fans to support them. And they go out Friday and sweep that session, which is unreal. We hadn't seen a sweep since 2007. We go back to back.
Back to back.
So
wow.
The first, before we kind of talk into that, when you see him go down 5-0, the question has to be asked about Team USA. Why is it that they can play so freely and dominate and go 5-0 in that session and yet struggle so mightily on the road, especially in Ryder Cups? What is it? Why is there so much more pressure, do you suppose, on Team USA in Ryder Cups than in President's Cups?
I think there's a lot of things that have come out as far as what people think. But this, the President's Cup, is something that the U.S. team and the international team have worked together to build together, where the Ryder Cup has all this history, and it's the PGA of America, PGA Tour players, and European Tour, DP World Tour, two separate entities, two separate continents, so to speak, and a lot of this history that has gone on for years and years and years and years, where I think these guys have built it together. They're more comfortable playing together. It's through the PGA Tour. And I just think it's just too new as compared to the Ryder Cup.
Didn't we have the U.S. go out and go 4-0 in the first session in Rome? Am I mistaken?
I don't know if it was Rome. Yeah, well, yeah.
I think it was, wasn't it?
No, because the Europeans got off to a really quick start.
That's right.
And that's kind of what the international team did. They got off to a quick start. They got on the board early in those first 2, 3, 4, 5 holes, which put all the pressure and kind of swayed the momentum back to the international side in the second round of play.
That's right. Back in 23 last year, yeah, the Europeans swept that foursome session for the first time.
Yep.
In Ryder Cup history, which is, mm-hmm, I knew there was something about that, but I also think there was one where the U.S. got up early and then faltered. Did,
yeah.
I can't remember which cup that was, but I believe it was a road. It was one of the road games. But anyway, I don't have that right in front of me right now. Nevertheless, I'm just curious. Well, one of the things that came to my mind, Bob, is, mm-hmm, when you look at a guy like Rory McIlroy, Rory needs to win the Masters in order to complete the career Grand Slam.
Right.
His every single year that the Masters goes by that he doesn't win, it just adds to the weight of what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see where you're going.
You see what I mean? Every time he shows up, the questions are asked. Well, is it going to be this year? Why is it taking so long? Is the pressure mounting year after year? Is this becoming harder to do? Is the longer it goes, the harder it is? All those questions start getting asked, right? So you think about the President's Cup. When the U.S. sits down at the President's Cup, what are the questions they're getting asked? Well, how come you're so successful? Why do you dominate this competition? Blah, blah, blah. Do you think that
narrative... Why can't you do it in the Ryder Cup?
Well, but hold on. But before that, if you're just getting asked, why are you so good in this event and why do you dominate, how does that make you feel? As opposed to sitting down in a Ryder Cup and say, why does it seem to struggle? Or at the end of a President's Cup session, hey, you guys were great this year. You won again. What's it going to take for you to do the similar thing in the Ryder Cup?
Exactly.
See, so you're constantly asked, why do you struggle in the Ryder Cup? How come the Europeans seem to be so much better than you? Even though you're stronger in world rankings and on paper, how come you struggle? You know, you see what I mean? So as you continue to get that line of questioning, doesn't it at some point have to just kind of get in your psyche a little bit?
Well, I think it does. Absolutely, it does. And as far as Ryder Cup is concerned, when you have to deal with those questions and you know what's coming or what the potential is that you're going to have the possibility to lose again, then it becomes that much more of a momentum switch with the European team, because they're saying, okay, yeah, we're not ranked and rated as good of players as you guys are, but guess what? We're going to tear you up. We're going to beat you like we've been doing for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, 13 out of 15 matches. So it becomes kind of, you guys think you're better, but you're not really that much better. Where, when you've got the international and the President's Cup, maybe it's, yeah, we are better and we've proved it that we are better, and you've only won once and tied once.
It's interesting. You know, you said that you have to make putts.
Yep.
In match play, you have to make putts.
Yep.
So let's just go directly to that. When you're playing golf, what makes it difficult to make a putt?
Well, first of all, I think it's pressure.
Pressure, right?
I think it's pressure.
And what is pressure?
Pressure is a self-imposed.
Because why?
Something that you put on yourself in the heat of the moment, in the heat of battle, in a competition.
Because you care.
Yep.
If you didn't care,
yep,
you're not going to feel that pressure, are you?
Yep.
So when think about a time when you're out there and you're just freewheeling it and you're playing maybe your little brother. I'll give you that for example. Or you're playing your son, right? It's really hard to beat your dad, right? I remember that when I finally beat my dad. So when you're out there playing, you're like, you're playing somebody. You're like, I just know I'm going to beat them. They're playing good, but at the end of the day, I'm going to beat them. And guess what? When you're in that kind of mentality, how free does your putter stroke feel?
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, hey, I'm about to, let's take it to a little more granular level. If I make this putt, I shoot my best, lowest round ever. If I make this putt, I win $100 off my buddy. If I make this putt, I finally win the club championship. Think about the different. How does your hands feel? How does your body feel? All of those kind of things. How does that stroke look or feel differently under those situations or circumstances than if you're just out there going, I already know I'm going to make this putt, and you feel relaxed and free, and you just roll that ball in the hole. And so somewhere on that, you got to find a way to free yourself up to make putts. And whatever Wiersey did or whatever they said in that second day, guys were freed up and putts went down. And now
they went down.
It's game on. Good stuff. We'll continue the conversation next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's exciting stuff. 5-5 is your score in the President's Cup. And, you know, you start looking at the matches, Bob, and day number one, there were three matches that went to 18. And there were one-up victories for Team USA. One match went to 17. And then Scottie Scheffler, I think, was, what, 3-2 win in his match? It was fairly close. It was a 5-0 sweep, but it was fairly close. Day number two, it wasn't so close. It was all Team International. That shield was ablaze up there in Canada at Royal Montreal, and it was a lot of black and gold all day long. So where do you sit now? I mean, the caddy's going to join us next. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but where do you sit right now with it being 5-5? All the momentum is Team International. They just won big time, and they got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of those foursomes matches on day two, Friday, you know, to have the first match lose 7-6, Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, those guys are good buddies, and they just got steamrolled. Their match ended on the 12th hole. Then Sahith Theegala and Colin Morikawa, who won the first day, got steamrolled 5-4. Max Homa and Brian Harman, Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley, they both went to the 18th hole and had to win the 18th hole, but weren't able to do it. And then Wyndham Clark and Tony Finau, they get steamrolled too, 6-5. So when you look at the 2 days, you look at some closer matches in the first day on Thursday and some really strong matches for the international side that really took it to the American side. Now, having said that, and it's 5-5, guess what? The slate's clean. The canvas is clean, and it's time to get after it again. Both sides have to step up and play their best golf, make putts, and I don't think it's going to get out of character. I think it's going to come all the way down after the matches, the two sessions on Saturday today. I think what it's going to come down is to maybe a 1 or 2 point difference, and it's all going to come down to the singles matches.
Well, that's what you could hope for, right? In this kind of event. I mean, you certainly
to keep the interest going. You bet.
Certainly want it to be the anybody's cup in singles where you've got 12 matches, 12 points available. And to your point, I mean, there's, you know, they got five already. So there's only 10 and a half points required by either team at this point in time in order to win the cup. So, hey, it's a dream scenario. Maybe this President's Cup's going to get a little shot of adrenaline, which is super cool stuff. I also want to just throw a couple other things out. I'm going to talk about this with the caddy, and then I'm going to get your thoughts on it in hour number two. But, you know, having a chance to play last week in Virginia, played with Wally Joyner. I know he's a good friend of yours. Mm-hmm. And we, in the course of our match and playing with him, we had time to share some stories. And he shared some great stories. One of them I'll share with the caddy. You'll hear that coming up next. But how cool is it? Where would I otherwise just hang out with a guy that played in the major leagues for 16 years and was an all-star and played the World Series in 98? I mean, golf is one of those vehicles that allows you to interact with and engage with people of varying, you know, statures and, you know, backgrounds and what have you. It's just such a cool thing. If you want to get involved with people, if you enjoy that kind of opportunity to intermix and mingle and what have you with different kinds of people, golf is a great bond or link to be able to make that happen. I just think it's cool. Yeah. As I looked back on it, I thought, you know, that was super cool.
You know, and we've talked to a lot of guys. We've talked to some guys at the Masters this last year that were pitchers in the major leagues. We know about the pitchers that pitch for the Atlanta Braves, Glavin and Smoltz and those guys. We've also learned about other players in the major leagues that love the game of golf and love playing the game of golf. And we're always having the opportunity to play golf when they were out being the best at their sport,
as a
MLB player or whatever, you know. Then you look at football players and you look at all types of aspect of sports.
I remember when golfers. We had a chance to meet with Brett Favre. All he wanted to talk about was golf, right?
That's all he wanted to talk about when we were at the PGA Championship. In Green Bay. You know, and then now you've got a tour. Steph Curry has a golf tour that, and he's a great player. It's just what's great about the game is that it is so good and so fun to play, and everybody loves the competition of the game.
Well, stay tuned. Caddy's coming up next, and you're going to like this story, by the way. And as predicted is what I told you. Once I share this story, it's going to spark the caddy, and it's going to get the caddy going, which is great. That's exactly what I was hoping for. So caddy's going to join us next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour. While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper, here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. Always enjoy talking to the man himself. Caddy, how are you?
Caddy is doing okay. Fall is on the way. That's what the caddy knows.
Fall's here. Leaves are changing. Had a chance to go up and play one of the mountain golf courses just outside of Park City. And all the leaves are bright red. The aspens are starting to go yellow. It is just like the whole hillsides are on fire around this golf course. It was super cool. So I love it. Fall golf is certainly awesome.
The kids would say, that's fire.
Or would they say it's lit? Either way, same thing.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Of course, you're from back east, so like that's the king of colors, right? I mean, people like actually take trips back east to see the fall colors.
Yeah, you can do it in the Appalachians. You can do it, but of course, it's New England that really, Vermont, that's the best known for it. Spectacular up there. Out west, you've got basically two colors. You've got, of course, the red and the gold. But in the east, it's more a blend, a little more brown coming in there. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Hey, speaking of colors, you're on your way to Black Desert, huh?
I am on my way to Black Desert.
I love that. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to see what you think of it. It's changed a little bit since you were there last, that's for sure. And, I mean, the hotel, hopefully get a chance to take a look at it. But, the golf course, I know, is what you're there, to get ready for the guys. We're a couple weeks away.
We are. 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm.
I saw a video that they posted that the fitness, what do you call it? The training facility, the truck, rolled in already for the PGA Tour. So that's cool.
Yeah, we call it the fitness trailer.
That's the one.
Yeah, or in some of our cases, the lack of fitness trailer.
Oh, Caddy. So one of the things, and we're going to talk a little President's Cup, but one of the things that I think is the best about playing golf is the camaraderie, right? So you get a chance to be around guys, and I'm talking about everybody, whoever you happen to be playing with, your group, the company in which you keep. And I had a chat, when we chatted last week, I was out in Virginia for this member guest at our cut along property. And one of the guys that I got a chance to play with was Wally Joyner. And, this is a former all-star first baseman, really good bat, 16 years in the major leagues, was in the World Series with the Padres when they took on the Yankees in 98 and played for the Cubs and the Royals and I think the Dodgers. Anyway, good dude. He lives in Utah and had a chance. I've, met him before, but we were out there, and he and his partner were kind of drumming, my partner and I, so I just started asking him for stories because I was like, we're not going to win this match. I might as well enjoy the experience and take away some stories from Wally. So I wanted to share. He told one story that was particularly epic, and I wanted to share it with you and Bob. Bob's not here to listen, but I'll share it with him later. But he told this story about Cubs pitcher Rick Sutcliffe. So Wally's on first, Rick's pitching. I think he said it's the year he got the Cy Young, so he was pitching really, really well. And I only share this story because I know this is something that you will appreciate. So it's bottom of the seventh. They're at Cleveland, I believe, and they're up 5-1. So Rick throws the first pitch of the inning, dinger, right out of the park. Fireworks go off. Crowd kind of like starts to get a little interested because it's been dead. They're losing 5-1. And, all of a sudden it's 5-2. And Rick's like, give me that, he's waving to the catcher. Give me that ball. And he takes the ball, gets back on the mound, adjusts his hat. Next batter comes up, first pitch, gone. Bam, over the park, home run, fireworks go off. Crowd's now starting to get really into it, and he's clearly irritated. Here we go, 5-1 to 5-3, and he's asking for the ball. Give me the ball. Takes the ball, gets back on the bag. Next pitch, gone. Out of the park, three pitches, three home runs, fireworks go off. Crowd is going insane. He's all the way to home base. Give me that ball. He is visibly upset. And as he's walking back to the mound, he out of the corner of his eye sees the pitching coach is on his way out. And he's not happy. He's not having it. He gets on the mound. He's scuffing the bag a bunch. All of a sudden he looks down. He's tall, right? So he looks down at the pitching coach that's not very tall and just kind of side eyes him and says, "You got something to say to me?" And the pitching coach just kind of keeps his eyes down and he goes, Nope. I just thought I'd come out here and give that fireworks guy a little more time to reload before the next pitch. How good is that? How good is that? So So Wally said it was classic. Broke the ice. He got the next two batters out. They went on to win the game. But I thought, you know what? Talk about knowing the right thing to say at the right time. And I mean, that was classic. Of all the psychology in sports, that one just, I don't know. I'm still laughing about it today. What a classic comeback.
That's just a pure tour caddy talking to his player in the right way at the right time.
Right?
I mean,
you had to have had your player look at you after hitting the shot or doing something stupid. Like, you got something to say to me. I'm sure that has gone on countless numbers of time on tour.
Well, the most famous one that everybody knows, and nobody's really sure who said this first, but when I heard it, it was Bullet Bob and Fulton Alum. Bullet Bob was the Scottish heritage guy from Long Island, tough Long Islander. And he worked for Fulty, the South African, Fulty was the character. And, oh, how many Fulty stories and lines do we have? But Fulty, in fact, once lit his caddy on fire. That's another story. So, anyway, Bullet's working for Fulty, and Fulty's really getting frustrated, and he finally looks at Bullet. He says, Bullet, I'm so upset. I just want to break something. And Bullet goes, yeah, how about par?
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out for Bullet?
Well, with Fulty, you never know. Probably pretty well. It probably turned out pretty well for Fulty just had, he had a lot of amazing lines, most of which you're not going to hear on the show.
Right, right.
But he did have some good ones. One time we were playing a course and the greens were beat up, and I just out of nowhere he just says, "No self-respecting cow would graze on these greens." No self-respecting cow. I've never heard that one before.
Wow,
never heard about self-respecting cow.
As if there's a myriad of classes amongst the bovine.
Yeah, the bovine.
Yeah. You know, the one that came to my mind was the hot dog story. I mean, hot dogs go with baseball. I thought this was a classic when the caddy had an opportunity to tell his player, I don't want you to hit that shot, but he said it a little bit different way. Remind me how that one went.
Jimmy Walker, Riviera, LA Open, working with Ted Schultz. Ted's nickname was Jethro. You really need to know to color up the story. But anyway, the 16th hole, the par three, they're arguing about clubs, first round Thursday. Jimmy's trying to get him to hit a 7-iron, and he thinks it's into the wind. Jimmy's like, it's downwind. Anyway, hits a 6-iron, flies the green, and the ball lands in the hot dog stand, in the water of the hot dogs. And so now it's Sunday. Discussion. Same thing. Jimmy wants him to hit a 7. Teddy's like, no, give me the 6. And finally, Teddy's, he's being stubborn, so he's going to hit the 6. And as he's setting up, Jimmy says to Ted, he goes, Teddy, I just got one question before you hit that shot. He goes, what's that? And he goes, what would you like on your hot dog? I mean, that's like all world, right? How about the growler with Payne Stewart?
I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, it's worth a retell. So Growler's working for Payne Stewart way back when, and they get up on 16th, 17th hole, par three. Payne's 8-under for the day. 8-under. He's just ripping it. And the Growler gives him a yardage, and he gave him like 185. And the other caddy, one caddy had said 183, the other one had said 184, and he said 185. And he says, hey, Growler, I just noticed something. You've been given every yardage today has been in 5-yard increments. It's 180, it's 175. I haven't heard like 163 all day. What's going on? And Growler goes, you're not that good. He's 8-under for the day. I mean, wow.
How did he get that nickname?
I'll let you guess how he got that. He was awesome.
Oh, man.
Lynn Strickler, the Growler.
The Growler.
Yeah. I still think in the top 10 caddy nicknames,
The first one that always comes to mind for me is Reptile. Reptile. Mm. He was a legend. Won the PGA one time. He's from Chicago. Probably the best pool player amongst anybody who's ever been involved with the tour. Legend has it. He was like an actual hustler, like real time, real life hustler. Anyway, Reptile. He was a legend. There's Harry C. Harry C. He used to always say, I got a Harry C note says you can't hit that 6-iron on the green from here. A Harry C note. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So many nicknames. There was Egal. Egal. Eag went Al Milan from Kelowna, Canada. He and his brother caddied. Al went bald at a very young age, so they nicknamed him Egal for bald eagle.
Oh, my.
Egal was his nickname. Yeah.
All right. Before we go further down the caddy nickname line,
okay.
we got to jump to a little bit of President's Cup. I mean, you caddied, how many President's Cups did you caddy? Just one?
I caddied two, and they were both pretty cool because one of them was in South Africa, George, South Africa, which was awesome. And that was the one we tied.
That was the most epic.
The famous. Oh, it was. That was. Well, everything about that trip was so memorable. Caddying a President's Cup, somebody asked me today, you know, what's your take on the Ryder Cup versus President Cup, all this and that. So watching them on TV, I would evaluate them, you know, two different ways. But I got to tell you, just being on the team, it's just a special deal to be one of the guys on a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup. Unless, you know, maybe if you talk to Steve Williams or Bones or somebody who's done like a million of them, it's not quite the same. But I mean, for me, it's really a special feeling, whether it's President's Cup or Ryder Cup. Just, you never get to do the team thing. That's one of the big deals. And there's only 12 guys out of the entire guys that, you know, on the tour from your country, there's only 12. And that's pretty wild. I mean, that's not many. So very, very, very memorable, very special. Going to the opening ceremony is really cool. That's neat. Everything about it. It's an experience you wish every caddy could have, but very few have it. So you know, that's why it's special.
You've been around both the Presidents and Ryder Cups. One of the things that just gets brought up every year during the Presidents Cup is why is it that the Americans play so well in the President's Cup and tend to struggle somewhat in the Ryder Cup? Do you, and I've, there's a lot of theories out there, right? One of them is there's less pressure. One of them is that they just don't take it as seriously because they play every year. Some of it is that the Europeans are better than the international team, you know, what have you. There's a lot of different kind of reasons or theories. One that I heard this week was that the crowd is so much more intense at a Ryder Cup than it is at a President's Cup, that the home, whoever's home, has that much more distinct advantage because it really is kind of rattling the way that the crowd can affect a golfer because it's so out of character for a normal tour event, if you will, where the President's Cup doesn't quite have that same raucous or intensity about the galleries. And so sometimes it feels a little bit more normal. Having experienced both of them, do you have a theory or a suggestion?
So I have not been inside the ropes at a European hosted Ryder Cup, but I would have to go with the idea that is the biggest, that's the number one biggest deal, is the home field advantage in the Ryder Cup is crazy in either direction. That's crazy. It's a big factor. It's a bigger factor than it is in the President's Cup for sure. A close second would be that I think that the guys put tons more pressure on themselves to win the Ryder Cup than they do the President's Cup. And there's a great Australian caddy, Squirrel, worked for Jeff Ogilvy. Actually, I'm not sure Squirrel was Australian. Anyway, I apologize, Squirrel, if you're British. Anyway, pretty sure he's British. He poked his head in the team room at the President's Cup. It was Wednesday night before the match. It's like 11 p.m. All the players are in there playing ping pong and having fun and whatnot. And Sluman's the assistant captain, and Squirrel pokes his head in, and Sluman's like, "What's up?" And he says, Squirrel goes, "This is why you always win the President's Cup and you can't win the Ryder Cup. It's 11:30 and you guys are still having fun." And it's a good point, because if that had been the Ryder Cup, everybody, Walter Hagen's famous line, when he was out partying late at night before the final round of a major that he was leading, and somebody at the party said, Hey, shouldn't you be in bed? You know, whoever he's playing in the final match of the PGA back in the smash play, you know, they're in bed. And Hagen goes, "Yeah, he might be in bed, but he's not sleeping." What a great line, right? I think it's those two factors, that the home crowd advantage, you can't discount how big a deal that is. I mean, golf's such a mental game, and they can get, you know, they're there making noise, they're getting in your head, and it's impossible to not be affected by it. You can be affected positive momentum, and you can be affected negatively. And they're right on top of you, too. You talk to a sports psychologist, one of the things about crowds that I was taught was the closer the crowd physically is to the competitors, the more effect they have on the competition. So basketball and hockey, they're right on top of you, right? And you take a sport like golf, they're really right on top of you in golf. They're right, I mean, they can touch you practically. So, yeah. And then we put a ton of pressure on ourselves, no doubt.
Do you think we put pressure on ourselves, and I'm using that word collectively, the players put pressure on themselves because they've had a losing record in that event? And so it just builds up because they're always having to answer the question, how come you couldn't get it done, or this or that? Where in the President's Cup, the international team essentially faces those questions every single time because it's 12-1-1. In favor of America.
Yeah, I think also you don't have the same kind of these, let's say, that can irritate you, like with the international team, as you do with the European team, and back and forth, right? Everybody's kind of pals and having fun at the President's Cup, and it's more like World War III. When you get like all the, I used to joke all the time that all the Euros hate each other except for 1 week a year, and then they're all brothers. They're all blood brothers for the Ryder Cup, right? Nobody likes Seve, and nobody likes Faldo. But when on the European side, nobody likes Seve when he was playing in his prime. Everybody, I mean, and but that week, they just love him. They just, you know, he's on their team all of a sudden, right? He's not their competitor. He's their teammate. You know, he's their blood brother. And I think, you know, it's look at all the personality clashes you have. Remember Sergio and Tiger, you know, they never really seemed to, Sergio always seemed to have a little bit of a burr about Tiger. And yeah, I mean, it's more emotional than that. It's more personal, you know, it's like Michael Jordan. And I took that personally. It's more personal.
Yeah. You think about Rory McIlroy trying to win the Masters, right? Trying to win a major, and all the questions that he continues to get asked, you know, week in and week out, especially around major champions. When are you going to win a major? You know, how come, you know, career Grand Slam, blah, blah, blah. And it just keeps mounting. I just think with the President's Cup, the international team, they have that weight. You know, they talk about, Adam Scott said he's got a renewed vision of this, that he doesn't think about the past. It's only going forward, and the shield and the galvanizing and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's 12-1-1. How does that not kind of weigh on you? Rory McIlroy is 14 years and counting, right? For winning a major championship. So those, 10 years and counting since 2014. And so those things just start to pile up, starts to weigh on you a little bit. And I think that adds to the pressure where, you know, U.S. is freewheeling it because they haven't lost one of these since, what, 98?
So imagine you're Phil Mickelson and you're sitting there at the press conference at the Ryder Cup, and you're sitting there at the same press conference at the President's Cup. What are you hearing at the President's Cup? Every question is, hey, how come you guys can't get beat? Why do you play so well? How come you're so good? And then and when you're at the Ryder Cup, what do you hear? Hey, how come you guys keep losing? Why do you stink? I mean, that's literally what it's like, right? You get, it's like, you get all these negative questions at the Ryder Cup because the team hasn't won as much. And then you get to the President's Cup, exact same guy, playing the same game, and all of a sudden, you're the hero of all time and you're flawless. So that, you know, it's a bunch of accumulations, like things like that, that, you know, are part of the mental game. And it just makes it tougher at the Ryder Cup.
Aaron Judge, I think he went 17 games recently without a homer, and it was, it became a headline. It's like, really? Aaron Judge? You mean the guy that's like hitting a home run almost every time? So now all of a sudden the expectations are there. And then of course the next night he hits a grand slam. So yeah, I mean, it's that's sports and the way it's covered these days. And you know, you're going to get asked the questions. You could be, I mean, Scottie Scheffler is going to get asked, you know, why he didn't win the PGA championship when he had this kind of a year that he had. And it's interesting. But I do think that has something to do with it. The continuous questions about that just has to add to the pressure and the weight that you have to carry into that kind of an event. And the Americans have none of that in this President's Cup. So pretty interesting stuff. Caddy, as always, great stuff, man. Good to talk golf with you as always, man.
Thank you, gentleman.
Hey, Bob will be back one of these times. We got to pluck him from the outback of Alaska and get him back behind the mic. But hopefully that'll be next week. We'll recap the President's Cup and it'll be back to gentlemen. But I appreciate the sentiment. Thanks, Caddy.
Bye-bye.
That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. So I threw him a curveball. I said, thanks. He already gave me his out. Now I threw it again. So we got the bye-bye. Anyway, we're going to say goodbye. We'll come back. Hour number two of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hurricane Helene made landfall in northwestern Florida as a Category 4 storm, as forecasters warn that the enormous system could create a nightmare storm surge and bring dangerous winds and rains across much of the southeastern U.S. With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Helene roared ashore around 11:10 p.m. Thursday in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. It had maximum sustained winds estimated at 140 miles per hour. New York City's indicted Mayor Eric Adams could make his initial court appearance today on charges that he accepted illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from people looking to buy his influence in city government. An indictment unsealed Thursday accused the Democrat of taking a variety of improper gifts from Turkish officials and business people, including free hotel stays and deeply discounted airline tickets to destinations including France, China, Sri Lanka, India, Hungary, Ghana, and Turkey. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's week 5 already in college football. Where has the season gone? It's our Play of the Day segment where we've gone 3-1 so far, losing last week's play on Minnesota as they failed to remember there are two halves to a football game. And we can't take away from the effort Iowa running back Caleb Johnson logged on the road for the Hawkeyes. 21 carries, 206 yards, and 3 touchdowns, the last two career highs. You just tip your cap and move on. Our selection this week is the Battle of the Tar Heel State, as North Carolina visits Wallace Wade Stadium in Durham to face Duke. The Blue Devils are coming off a 45-17 thrashing of Middle Tennessee State last Saturday. They're 4-0 with the Week 2 win at Big Ten Northwestern, the highlight for them so far. The Tar Heels 2024 has been similar until last week. They also had a Big Ten road win coming in Minneapolis, followed by two rocking chair wins until last week struck. James Madison University visited Chapel Hill, and while 50 points scored should have given any home team, including North Carolina, a win, they gave up an unheard of 70 at home, and we had a scoregami. Never has an NCAA game had a 70-50 final score. Carolina head coach Mack Brown probably wishes he had Duke head man Manny Diaz on speed dial last week. Diaz was Brown's defensive coordinator when Brown was at the helm of the Texas Longhorns a dozen years ago. Diaz probably wouldn't have taken his call. He was fired by Brown in his short stay in Austin. UNC has won the last 5 in the series, number 6 in a row against rival Duke, will make last week a distant memory. North Carolina +3 over Duke. Sports in 60, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hurricane Helene made landfall in northwestern Florida as a Category 4 storm, as forecasters warn that the enormous system could create a nightmare storm surge and bring dangerous winds and rains across much of the southeastern U.S. With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Helene roared ashore around 11:10 p.m. Thursday in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. It had maximum sustained winds estimated at 140 miles per hour. New York City's indicted Mayor Eric Adams could make his initial court appearance today on charges that he accepted illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from people looking to buy his influence in city government. An indictment unsealed Thursday accused the Democrat of taking a variety of improper gifts from Turkish officials and business people, including free hotel stays and deeply discounted airline tickets to destinations including France, China, Sri Lanka, India, Hungary, Ghana, and Turkey.
I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
¶¶
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. The President's Cup at Montreal. We got a couple of sweeps. We got a red, white, and blue broom on Thursday. We got a black and gold broom on Friday.
Yep.
What's Saturday going to hold? We got a couple of sessions setting up Matt for the final singles on Sunday. Man, all the talk after day number 1 was about whether or not this thing was going to stay competitive enough to even continue to have this event. Now you're looking at a 5-5 tie going into the weekend. People are excited. Let's tune in and watch, man. How good is that? Hey, coming up later this hour, Ryan Ballingy. You're going to hear Ballingy and I. We talked on Friday morning before the matches went out. And Bob Casper, good to have Bob back with us. He's back from Alaska, and we missed him the last couple weeks. But Ballingy and I were talking, and you know, the conversation was very different than it is right now with you and I.
Yeah.
Because we were discussing why is the American team so dominant in this event? Well, it doesn't feel dominant now. It's 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, it's been a long, long time since the international team has won. They've talked about this process. They've talked about, you know, the shield and this. Now they have something, right? I was buying into Trevor Immelman. You know, we played last week.
Last time.
I mean, Trevor Immelman kind of kept going, but Ernie Els started, and now you got Mike Weir carrying it forward, and it just looked like it kind of fell flat after day number 1. And then day number 2, as they say in Dumb and Dumber, totally redeemed yourself. And that's exactly what the international team did in that foursomes competition.
Well, and Mike Weir, as we talked about, is a great guy. We know Mike both personally. We played golf with him. And, you know, the great thing about Mike is he is the ultimate competitor. He understands what he needs to do to get these guys going. And like we've said, if something was such that, hey, guess what? You got nothing to lose now. Go out and just tear it up. And that's what they did in that second session. So the Saturday morning session is going to be very interesting with Saturday afternoon getting ready for the individual matches.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's anybody's game at this point in time. And now the pressure's squarely back on Team USA. You know, they haven't given up an L in this event since 1998, and they don't want to start right now. So, yeah, good spot for Team International. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into it all next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Now that the storm has passed, count on Lowe's for help with cleanup and repair. We want to make sure you have everything to begin the path to recovery. Count on necessities like roofing, lumber, and electrical in the quantities you need. We're here for your community. Visit Lowe's in store or online to find out about relief efforts in your area or get emergency supplies now.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American potatoes, cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, brought to you in part by BlackDesertResort.com. To get your tickets for the PGA Tour event coming up in 2 weeks as it returns to Utah for the first time in 60 years, go to BlackDesertEvents.com. Tickets available, BlackDesertEvents.com. This is going to be awesome. Cannot wait to see these players take on the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. It's going to be a beautiful background and hopefully will be a tremendous competition. Check out BlackDesertEvents.com for ticket information and all the details on this event. All right, so we have in the President's Cup, we have a 5-5 tie. We have morning sessions coming up today where you've got four ball, which is how they started things off on Thursday.
Yes.
And leading the way, it's Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa. This is interesting. I'm not sure that these two have ever paired together, have they?
I don't know. I think they may have in Ryder Cup situations, but I don't necessarily know if they have in the President's Cup. But, Scottie and Colin Morikawa are basic, strong ball strikers.
He doesn't say ball striker. That's a ball striker group right there, man.
That's a ball striker group right there.
And they're absolutely taking on Scott and Pendra. So you got a Canadian, and then you got the veteran in Adam Scott.
Yep.
So you like that? I mean, are you good? Like going right off, I think it's interesting because Scottie Scheffler hasn't led either of the sessions so far. And I think Furyk's right. Like, look, momentum needs to shift back to us. And Scotty gets the call. I mean, keeping that baseball thing we have going on, the manager's walking out there and, he's going to that right arm and he needs his world number one to come out there and get things going. And by the way, for a little help, you're not going to have to take on Burns, who saddled you for an 0-4 last time. You don't have to take on Russell Henley, who's the rookie. We're going to give you Colin Morikawa, who's going to be right there for you. And I think, man, that's a pretty good pairing.
Yeah, it's a stout pairing, and as you said, against Adam Scott and Taylor Pendrith. And I see Mike Weir right now, especially in these first two pairings, getting the Canadians in and going quickly, front-loading Canadians to get the Canadian crowd up and going. And if those guys get started fast, then the guys on the U.S. side are going to have a big chore. But Scottie Scheffler, of course, number one, doesn't back down from anybody. Colin Morikawa fighting, crazy fighter when it comes to the game of golf and competition. I think it's a phenomenal starting Then the next group would be is Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele. They ended up winning in the first matches on Thursday, and they were the first out. So now they're going to be the second out. But as I said, Corey Connors and Mackenzie Hughes are going to be the Canadians are going to be paired together and fighting those guys, which Tony played against on day two in the day two sessions, but he didn't have Xander with him. He had Wyndham Clark. So I think Tony and Xander, based on how they played on Thursday, I think they're a better duo as far as the four ball is concerned. But like I said, Mike Weir, I think sticking those Canadians out early to try to get some momentum on their side.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, I like what they're doing. The risk you have there with putting Scotty and Morikawa out first is that, you know, if Adam Scott and Taylor Pendrith can take them down, that's going to be, you know, that will reverberate around the golf course. That's going to be a big deal because Scotty's just so good, right? And so I think you got Morikawa and Scotty right there. So it's one of those that, you know, it's a bit of a roll of the dice. I don't dislike it for any reason, but that's going to be a momentum one for each. It's either going to be Scotty, the world number one, leading his team out to pick up the first point, or it's going to be the continuous momentum that the international team built on Friday. Finau and Xander, they looked like a good team on day number one. We'll see how they do against those Canadians. Keegan Bradley and Wyndham Clark. You know, Wyndham keeps getting the nod here. I'm kind of a little surprised he hasn't exactly had the best year, but they're going to be facing Siwoo Kim and Tom Kim. So you've essentially got this is the energy group. You've got Keegan with all of his theatrics and antics, and you got Tom Kim that'll match those. And even Siwoo gets into it just a little bit. Seems real quiet normally, but in these competitions, he gets after it. So that's going to be an energy group. That'll be a fun match to watch. And then Cantlay Burns, I don't like this. I don't like this one. I'm interested to see Matsuyama and Sungjae Im. If I was picking these matches right now, I think the match number one's probably leaning towards Team USA. I think the second match is a bit of a pick 'em, given the Canadian advantage. Yep. I'm probably going with a pick 'em on the third match, but I'm leaning Matsuyama Im on the fourth match.
So having said that, you're saying 2-2 after the morning session? And I'm thinking 2-2 to 2.5, 1.5. It's going to be right around in there, give or take. So it's going to be crucial. It's going to be crazy to get things going, and to put down those first couple of groups and get them in a deficit so that the 13th man, the Canadian crowd or the Canadian fans can't get in the mix of it.
It's so weird to be on this side of it because, again, being such friends with Wiersey and being a fan of his as well, wanting him to have success, I find myself kind of like looking at it from the international side, and that yet I'm squarely, you know, Team USA, and I root for Team USA in all the competitions. So I'm glad that it's 5-5 going into the weekend. After Thursday, I was just kind of sick to my stomach. I'm like, man, this is just felt bad for Wiersey. And all the guys too. It's like this event is a good event. It just needs some more spark to it. And so that's exactly what needed. Friday, they delivered that one and back-to-back sweep sessions, which is really, really cool. All right. I want to get your thoughts on some match play stuff because match play is interesting. You know, you look at the way these guys are paired and they have all kinds of analytics and things that go into determining, you know, who you're going to play with. But when you think about your match play partner, when you say, okay, I got an event at the club or I want to enter this tournament and it's two man best ball, you know, let's just go with that for now. When you're thinking about that, what's your thoughts on who would you want to play with? Do you go with who do I like to play golf with? Who do I enjoy spending time with? Who's my buddy? Or do you sit and look at it like, who could I pair most with that would complement my game? And so, again, I'm taking what these guys are doing and trying to bring it down to what we all do on a regular basis.
Right.
So it's a little bit different, right? We're not all professional golfers that we're dealing with on our level. So what's your thoughts on that, Bob? Well, though, when you think about having a good best ball player or partner, what does that look like in your mind?
Well, two schools of thoughts you've just pointed out is somebody that's a good buddy or somebody that your teams can come, your games can complement each other more. And it's individualistic. That's what the great thing about the game of golf is there's no set pattern to how you do it. It's based on what brings the best out in each other, especially when you're playing four ball. Yeah, maybe there's some analytics saying to, you know, you should have a couple of bombers. Maybe the analytics say, you know, you need to have better ball strikers. I don't know. I don't know because I don't have those analytics in front of me to figure that out. But having said that, those guys do, and they understand what needs to happen. Now, for me personally, I would rather play with somebody that I'm friendly with, that I enjoy their company and enjoy playing golf with. That's the way I would do it. And, but there's so many variables, so many crazy things that can go one way or the other. But I just keep looking at those first two matches for Saturday and with Taylor Pendriff, Corey Connors and Mackenzie Hughes. That's a big push. And I think it's a phenomenal move by Mike Weir.
So you're saying that you have, if you have a comfort level, and we go back to what we kind of like broke it down to, when are you going to putt your best? When are you going to play your best? When you're comfortable with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, we've all played when we've tried to impress the other guy. Or if you feel like you have to say sorry all the time, that's a bad thing to be in too, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to just
if you re-putt the same, if you hit iron shots about the same distance, if your game kind of is the same, then all that helps extremely well in being able to make you feel more at ease.
Oh, so somebody that frees you up. The other thing you could think about too, Bob, is, you know, if you've got a bomber, maybe you play the bomber, but you also take a guy that's just a big fairways guy too, right? So that if the bomber's out of the hole, at least the fairway guy's down the middle and somebody's still in the hole. All I can tell you is watching Ryder Cup, when I'm thinking Ryder Cup, all I see the Europeans do is two balls in the fairway, two balls on the green. And all I see out of Team USA is two balls in the rough, two balls missing the green. And it just seems like it makes it so much easier. So find somebody that's going to put it in play. That's rule number one. And be comfortable with, for sure. We'll talk more about this.
And then there's some strategy in putting as well.
Okay, we'll talk about that. I want to get your putting strategy next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back, Brian and Bob, Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us. President's Cup 5-5 going into the Saturday matches, sessions 3 and 4, and then it'll be 12 singles matches on Sunday. We're talking about what makes you comfortable in match play. The other thing that's nice about when you're playing with somebody that you enjoy being with, I also kind of like playing with guys that are better than me. Yeah. And the reason I say that is because I feel like I can just go out. It makes me want to play better.
Elevate your game.
And then I also know that if I do screw up, I got a lot of confidence that he's got my back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. Oh, man. And that's why I actually really love match play in that sense, because you can have a bad hole. You know, you get up there on, I'm thinking Alpine, 14th hole, out of bounds right, trouble left, and I hit it out of bounds, re-tee, hitting three off the tee. You know, all those scars that are around there, I don't know, it doesn't matter. You know, you're not going to make a double bogey and blow around. You're just going to lose the hole. So come back and win the next hole.
Like,
that's the part I love about match play. It's just, it's an interesting, unique format. It's just, you can't play a match against the entire field. You have, that's where the stroke play comes in, right? So we just end up playing so much more stroke play here in the United States versus, you know, maybe the Europeans play a little bit more match play. But I personally, match play, it feels more like the other sports I played in. It's a little more of a mano kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, being three down doesn't feel as bad as being like, three or four shots back. Just feels like sometimes that's harder to make up.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we were talking about as we went to break is who would you rather play with and that kind of thing. But there's some strategies also to putting on the greens in Ryder Cup or match play types of formats when you're playing team types of formats. You know, in the first round, you had Sahith Theegala and Colin Morikawa that hit their shots onto the 18th hole, okay? Sahith hit it in there really close. And if he makes the putt, okay, the match is over, all right? Colin Morikawa was outside, and he was just off the green. But he was the one that had to play. In my dad's opinion, he would have had Sahith Theegala hit his putt first and knock it in. Because then what it basically does is it slams the door on the international team, and no matter if anybody makes it, they can't win. Well, it turns out that Adam Scott made the putt, and Sahith Theegala had to make a two-footer to close out the match. Why not get that done right up front and have it over and done with and be the match winner at that point in time? So a lot of times, if you've got two balls on the green or close to the green, one of them's further away, and you've got a 3 or 4 footer for a birdie to win a hole or something like that, you would let, in my dad's opinion, you would let the closer putt go first, because then if he makes it, there's a good chance to put pressure on the other side. If he misses it, then you get another shot at it with the next guy before the other guy's putt.
Well,
so
yeah, you're exactly
right. There's just some good strategy.
There's some good, and in fact, that's what happened with Tony in round number one in the opening session.
Right.
Is Xander went first, made the putt, freed Tony up, he holed it for birdie.
Yeah.
And and that was a big momentum swing, right? So you do those kind of things, and you say, well, you know, I wonder how many guys playing amateur guys would be like, hey, go ahead and knock that in before I chip this.
Yeah.
So just to free me up to chip it in. Because yeah. The problem is most of the time it's like, hey, you want me to go ahead and put that in, for, you know, free you up? I'm like, no, because then you're going to miss it and you're going to add the pressure on me. No, but you're right, right? That's the whole idea.
And a lot of times, like you said, Xander was putting for par. He knocks it in. Now it frees Tony up that even if he blows it by and misses the putt, you've already got par.
Yeah.
And Tony was able to give it a good putt and a good aggressive putt and made the birdie.
Yeah. In that case, it was a chip. But yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is the close putt versus the long putt. You know, you like that guy to putt it in because the guy that's now got a short 2-footer or 3-footer, first of all, because you're away, you know, the guy with the longer putter's away, your team has, it's your team's play. So you can choose to have your partner go rather than you go. And if you have your partner go and he knocks it in, now the other team has to make to tie, for instance, right?
Yes.
Whereas if the longer putter putts first and he misses with less odds to make that putt, right? It's more difficult to make the longer putts than the shorter putts. And so you're less likely to do that. And so you go with the more likely scenario. He knocks a short one in. You pick up your coin on the long one because it doesn't matter now, leaving your opponent with a must-make putt. If you did it the other way and you miss your long putt, now the other guys, it's their turn to putt because they're away. They knock it in. Now your 2-footer's a must-make. And the difference between rolling in a must-make 2-footer versus I'd really like to make this, but if I don't, I got my partner. He's still got an 8-footer. You know, still so there's still a chance. That is just changing the pressure, right? And it also isn't – you also have your opponents that still have to make a putt. And so it seems like the Europeans in Ryder Cup, when they're most successful against Team USA – They flip it around and they're
gaming the system.
Yeah, they're freewheeling and the Americans are facing must make putts time and time again, and it just wears you out.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really, really hard when you put that much pressure on yourself when you're playing match play golf.
It's been a fun show today. We've got, you know, President's Cup discussion. We talked match play. We talked about golf camaraderie and the stories that come along with it. I shared the one with the caddy about Wally Joyner and the fireworks and the home runs. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to chat with Ryan Ballingy. Had a chance to talk to him before the second session went out on Friday. Yeah. So again, at the time, Team USA had a 5-0 lead. And it just felt completely different. But that is the narrative, Bob, that teams face after one of these sessions. And how quickly they can flip it. People are second-guessing Mike Weir. Is Mike Weir the right captain for this? Did Mike Weir do the right thing? How come Corey Connors didn't play in the first day? Corey Connors is the best putter on the team. Why wasn't Corey out there the first day? I think that was a real big miss. You know, hey, day two, coming out, they're sitting Tom Kim. Why would you sit Tom Kim? Tom Kim's the rallying guy. He's really the leader. You know, I think that's a big miss. Mike's down 5-0. You want to have Tom Kim. Well, guess what happened? Mike went with the system. All of the captains and assistant captains were involved. They made that. They made that decision, they moved forward, and they ended up sweeping it and tied the thing up at 5 apiece. And now Mike looks like a genius. And so it goes back to this whole thing of what is the narrative around your team or your game? Rory McIlroy doesn't have the narrative as having won all the major championships and the 20-plus wins and all of that kind of stuff. It's all about when are you going to win another major? When are you going to win the Masters and complete the career Grand Slam? So there's adding pressure because he's taken on those questions. Team USA, when they face Europe, what is it about this Ryder Cup that you can't do it? International teams, why can't you finally get a dub? Essentially it's Team USA's in favor of 12-1-1. So it's this whole narrative, and I think that's key to what is happening at this event this weekend. I don't think Wiersey's any more genius on day two than he was day one. It just went the Americans' way in day number one. It went the internationals' team in day number two. So
yeah, he's following the plan.
Yeah, so I don't know. These things are so interesting. It is worth noting that Keegan Bradley is playing well. And Keegan's
I was going to talk about him.
Okay, well, I want to get your thoughts because this is the Ryder Cup captain for New York next year.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's basically going out there proving to the fellas that, hey, you know what? I'm worthy to be on this team. And I kind of don't like it. I kind of like it, but I don't like it because I don't know that I want a playing captain. I think we need a dedicated captain at Bethpage.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we will have a dedicated captain at Bethpage. This is his chance when he was given a vice captaincy position. This is his chance to become that player again and compete and kind of build the momentum, I think, so to speak, for the team that is coming along to the Ryder Cup, to build the momentum saying, hey, this guy's still competitive. He played with us in the President's Cup, and he's going to be a great leader in the Ryder Cup.
So he garners respect? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think this is he's going to get respect from this. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I don't know if he'll play the afternoon session. I'll be interesting to see if he does.
Right, right. And but I loved his fifth pump on the 18th hole yesterday when he made the putt.
Well, every single thing
in the first round.
He's so demonstrative. I mean, we love that about Keegan, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, really good stuff. Coming up next, Ryan Ballingy to wrap up the show. Thanks again for joining us. Stay tuned. Ballingy, my conversation with him, really good stuff. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, who's got a radio channel and now a TV channel working as well. Ryan, how's it going, man?
Great. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
You know, they always like to say to me, I've got a face for radio, but you like blew right through that and went right into TV. I admire you.
Despite my face for radio, I might have.
I wasn't saying that. I was just saying that's what I get. Although you and I do share the same hairstyle. So, although that's kind of vogue. Like, there's like, if you were to cut out everybody on TV that didn't have a nice head of hair, like back in the 70s, you know, half the folks would be gone at this point in time. So I think the bald head works even on television, huh?
Hey, Brant Snedeker's going bald and rocking the bald head, so it can't be wrong for everybody.
That one actually startled me. I hadn't seen Brant for a little while, and I was like, oh, hey, Jim Furyk, Stuart Sink, Brant Snedeker, let's go.
Yeah, a team of bald assistant captains, and then Justin Leonard with an incredible mane at like 54 years old or whatever it is.
It's kind of like what Xander Schauffele said about Adam Scott. There's not one man on this earth that feels bad for Adam Scott. I thought that was actually, to me, that was the funniest comment of the entire President's Cup week so far.
Yeah, and he's got it right.
I mean, hey, sorry that Adam hasn't won a President's Cup, but, I mean, it's not like everything's going wrong for him in his life.
You can't win everything, Adam.
Exactly, exactly. Hey,
save something for the rest of us.
Let's touch a little on the President's Cup. One of the interesting stories that always comes up is, you know, this whole idea of the competitive nature of this. And why is it that the U.S. team seems to be able to dominate the way the U.S. Ryder Cup team did back when Bob's dad was playing, you know, in the 60s and 70s when it was all United States? How is it that they're just almost like just show up and dominate versus the Ryder Cup where they just seem so tight and struggle and that sort of thing? Do you have any theories? I mean, I've been listening to lots of commentary, reading a bunch of stuff this week, and there's an intensity, there's pressure, there's all kinds of, there's the idea that the Europeans are just better than the international team. Do you have some ideas or thoughts on why that might be?
I mean, I feel like it can't just be one thing. Most solutions to problems are never just one thing. Probably for the American side, it's that they do this every year. So for a lot of the players, even though there's quite a bit of turnover from one cup to the next, a lot of the players stay the same. And so they have experience. They're maybe it's not quite as nerve-wracking. They just did this last year. They did it in Italy, you know, against a more formidable opponent. And probably part of it is the thinking that, yeah, I mean, the Europeans are way harder for us to beat than the internationals. So this is kind of like the more relaxed one. We're probably going to win. We should have some fun. Try some things. I mean, they broke up Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele for a session just to see what it would feel like. I mean, you wouldn't do that against the Europeans. I think also for the internationals, this is the opposite. It's their only crack at it every 2 years. And so the pressure builds each successive loss of, okay, well, this has to be your time to win. And when the Europeans were getting it handed to them, while GB was getting it handed to them, they became GB and I. And then when they were getting it handed to them, they became Europe. And that was the silver bullet. That was what changed everything because of SETI. And that made what was largely a one-sided competition is something really interesting. That silver bullet has not happened for the internationals yet. There's no dominant couple of players that are number one and two in the world like we currently have on the American side to turn the tide. So something has to change it. And oh, by the way, there's also this chorus every single time this President's Cup comes up of people going, it should be a mixed event. They should get rid of this thing. This thing stinks. And I'm sure the internationals feel that more than the Americans, because the Americans have something to fall back on if the President's Cup somehow goes away or is radically changed.
Mm. That's interesting. So this idea of pressure is interesting. So not only do they have to carry the pressure of having not won since 98 and that being their only win, but they also have to carry the pressure of the event maybe being, you know, not even worthy to be an event based on their lack of competitiveness. I mean, that's kind of what you're suggesting there. I'm not saying that. I'm just that's kind of what's the theme that they may be carrying, the extra pressure. I look back at Rory McIlroy and his trying to win the Grand Slam. All you got to do is win the Masters. Rory's been close at the Masters. He's had his opportunities, and yet year after year after year, as it comes and goes, the questions continue to mount. The pressure seems to ratchet up every single time, right? I think it's that kind of scenario. almost making that much making winning the Masters that much harder than for somebody else to win the Masters because of all of the questions and all of the pressure that continues to mount year after year. It feels like that's the sludge, if you will, that the international team is carrying with the President's Cup.
I think that's a great comparison. And it, just like McIlroy, everybody on this team that's been a part of it, and there's a lot of mainstays, they get older. They go 2 years. They don't even get a crack at it every year. They go 2 years before getting a crack at it, which means you're losing relative to the younger players that are reloading for the Americans. The Americans have gotten demonstrably better because they have the number one, number two player in the world right now on their team. And, yeah, I mean, it now the streak goes to, you know, from 1998 to 2024. I mean, we're almost at 30 years. We're 26 years since the last win. I mean, that's multiple generations of careers for players. And that pressure has to be, if you care, the pressure has to ratchet up. There has to be a feeling that I'm never going to do this. I can never beat these guys. That they're almost like the Washington Generals and the Americans are the Globetrotters. Like the out, you know, the Americans are just spinning the ball on their finger as you try to steal it. And then they throw an alley-oop and the thing is over again. It has to be demoralizing if you put kind of any emotional investment into it to the international side.
Yeah. Ryan Ballengee, GolfNewsNet.com, joining me here on Real Golf Radio, talking about the President's Cup. And yet at the same time, I really enjoy the President's Cup. There's a lot of things I like about it. I guess I have a hard time buying into the notion that the European team is that much stronger. Players like the player individual players are that much stronger than the individual players on the international team, and yet for some reason oftentimes seemingly unheralded players step up into superstars during the Ryder Cup for Team Europe. And yeah. I don't know what that system is, what that belief system, what the confidence, what whatever it happens to be, the machine that is the European Ryder Cup team somehow transforms these players into world beaters, you know, for 1 week a year. And then that's not fair. I'm not saying they're not good the rest of the time, but you get what I'm saying. It seems to be an unheralded, Jamie Donaldson comes to mind right off the bat. And yet where are those guys? Tom Kim has shown a little bit of that, but it almost is like, how's that machine sort of start up for internationals where they can fire it up, you know, when the competition starts?
And I feel like part of that comes from the Europeans have done an incredible job of building a folklore around their part of the Ryder Cup. You know, that we do it for Seve, we do it for Jose Maria, we do it for Sam Torrence, we do it for so and so and so and so. They have almost like patron saints that they latch onto in trying to bring along that next generation of going, these guys were unheralded and people thought they couldn't win. And look what they did. Well, you could beat them. We've got proof positive that this can happen. And you internalize that maybe as a lesser heralded European player. But you're right. The difference in their skill level, at least as measured by the official World Golf ranking, really isn't dramatically different. And I think you could argue this is probably the strongest international team they've ever had in terms of world ranking position. And yet still, it still feels inevitable. Again, I think it just kind of comes back to thinking you've got a chance and then having some things go your way. I mean, it's not like all these matches are ending 5-4, 7-6. You know, a lot of them are 2-up, 1-up, at worst like a 3-2 or a 4-3. These aren't total blowouts that aren't competitive. They are. It's just you need a couple things to go your way. You need a putt here and there to go in. You need something right to happen that kind of convinces you you're not cursed before you even get started. And for whatever reason, variance has not been on the international side over the last 25 years to the point that they have had that go right for them. They almost had it in 2019. It was right there for them. They had the lead going into Sunday. That could have been it. But then they relented on single Sunday and Tiger did his part as a playing captain and the streak continued.
You know, I was listening to you talk about that, how you just need a putt here and there, and they're so close, they're not blowouts, all this stuff. And I, in my mind, I'm listening to this, And I'm like, this is the narrative that are we talking? Is Ryan still talking about the International President's Cup team, or is he talking about Team USA playing in Europe? It's the same narrative. It was the very same thing. I was like, wow, is team competition in golf is just fascinating. It's crazy to think about how close it is and yet how seemingly far away it is when you're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, and match play makes it feel worse because the result is so definitive. You get a point or you get nothing. At best, you get a half. Versus if this were metal match play, some kind of team version of it, maybe it would be much tighter because you would combine all the strokes at the end and you would go, okay, well, over the course of five matches, there were only 8 strokes different on Thursday. That's not a lot. Over 90 holes worth of almost 90 holes worth of golf.
Yeah.
That's not much. That's a stroke and a half in a match. That's nothing. But then when you make it look as final as match play makes it look, it feels and sounds a whole lot worse than it actually is.
I think Brandel Chambly said after the first day when it was 5-0 that it was about an 8-shot differential, 36 to 28 under, something like that, between the two teams.
Yeah.
And you think 8 shots, but you're 8 shots over, you know, 5 group, 10 players, right? That doesn't feel insurmountable. 8 shots from one to the next player is a lot, obviously, but with that many players in play, if you were doing that, you would think, oh, 8 shots, we can make that up in an afternoon. So yeah, pretty interesting. We'll see what happens. Here's hoping it'll be a little more competitive throughout the weekend, but nevertheless, I do like these team competitions. They're fun to watch, and the guys can kind of display their talents a little bit. And it's good to see the U.S. winning, because next year, I fully expect Team USA to win in New York. It's the 2 years after that on the road, you know, can we finally figure one out and win one? I think it's been 30-some years, right? So, again, that whole continuing mounting pressure year after year to do something that you haven't done becomes challenging. Ryan Ballingy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, before I let you go, I was just talking to you off the air, and we've been talking a little bit throughout the day that, you know, golf is so much more than just what you shoot and how you score or where you finish, that kind of thing. But you get an opportunity to meet so many people. The camaraderie, the interaction, the social part of the game is what I think draws so many people to it. Had a chance to play in Virginia. Wally Joyner was there. We played in a group together. And I just picked his brain and listened to baseball stories. You know, and when Bob and I were at Wingfoot, the member was telling us, oh, on this hole, Hogan used to hit a 6-iron to this green, where now some guys hit driver wedge and all these kind of things. And I told him, I said, you know, the fact that you can include Hogan did this on this hole on your golf course, that's what makes stuff special. It's the history. It's the stories. It's the lure of it all. And I just think golf is sort of one of those unique things where you're out with somebody for an extended period of time where you wouldn't otherwise have that. Wally Joyner and I don't have a lot in common. He was an all-star baseball player. I was not. But we share this game of golf, and we can have these conversations. It's one of those things that I think makes golf such a great culture, is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the people. It's the places that you experience and you communicate it to other people. And it may not be on the same scale or the same place, but we have a lot of common kind of fun stories about goofy shots or incredible hero shots or the coolest place you've ever played or the best person you've ever played with, skill-wise, fame-wise, whatever. The thing that stands out to me was, and I don't remember how many years ago this was now, but I was caddying for Hale Irwin in a practice round for a story. And it was in a pro-am for the Senior Players Championship at TPC Potomac. And his partners that day were 3 Major League Baseball pitchers. Drew Storen, Joel Hammerhand, and I forget the third guy's name. But the stories they were telling each other throughout the entire round were fascinating because Hale Irwin played college football also, obviously has a 3-time U.S. Open trophy case. Now he's done some incredible stuff in his life too. He wanted to pick their brains as much about what they did and where they've played and what they've done as athletes. And then as they wanted to hear from him, as he was an incredibly accomplished athlete in a different sport. And then their common bond was, we're playing golf and we are high level athletes. And that was really cool to just kind of eavesdrop on those conversations and hear them and just kind of see people who had no idea who each other probably was at the start of the day figure out a way to bond, whatever that was for them was unique, and then talk on a common level. And I feel like I can do that with anyone I've ever played golf with. And if I meet you on the first tee and I don't know you by the end, I feel like I will know you. And that's what I love most about golf, because I've met countless people because of golf that I never would have met in any other walk of life for any other reason. And we have a common bond and friendship because of 4 or 5 hours that we spent together that first time on the golf course.
And if you're looking for a reason to take up the game, that's it right there. Very well said. Yeah, it's, and you're not talking about golf. You're not talking about, you know, swing. You're not talking about your best score. You're talking about the stories. Nope. And oh, I was with this guy once, and this guy said this once, and this scenario. It's the, that is the, it's just that stuff that you, you know, I don't know. To me, that's the best. When I get around guys like that, you just want to hear the stories, and the golf course stories are the best. So if you want to, you want to have an opportunity to experience something you wouldn't otherwise, get into the game and interact in that manner. That's where that stuff comes from. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. I know you're on the way to Korn Ferry Tour Finals. That's a big deal, and you guys are going to be covering it live on all the platforms, huh?
Yeah, first set of live broadcast on GNN TV from French Lick Resort next week, and really excited about that. We've done a show about the Korn Ferry Tour throughout the season with French Lick, and this is the culmination of it, with 30 guys get their lives changed with PGA Tour cards. So it's gonna be really cool to cover that in person out in Indiana.
Well, enjoy that, and then be sure to tune in. Black Desert Championship PGA Tour returns to Utah the following week, so we're excited for the world to see our golf down there at the Black Desert, and somebody's life will change there. Winner goes to the Masters, so pretty good stuff. Ryan, we'll talk to you real soon, man.
Thanks so much, as always.
You got it. That was Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. Give him a follow. Check him out at the Korn Ferry Tour Finals coming up next week. That'll do it for us. For Ryan Ballingy and the caddy, for Bob Casper, our producer, Dave Glauser, I'm Brian Taylor. As always, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the weekend in golf, and we'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.